Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Daled, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is a brilliant Brachos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Efan, Reziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And now we have more cases of Shavuos Eidos. The Mishnah tells us the Toiveya, the guy who wants the people to come and give Eidos for him, says as follows, Mashbiya Ani Aleichem, I'm being Mashbiya you, Im Loi Savayu Siduni, if you don't come and give Eidos for me, meaning I know that you know the following Eidos, Shiyesh Li Biad Plani Pikadoin, that I have by that guy, meaning that fellow has a deposit of mine, Usumas Yad, and a loan that I gave him, the Gazel, and he stole money for me, va'aveda, and he has a lost object of mine, and I want you guys to come and give all those testimonies for me. And what do they respond? Shvuah she'ein anu yodim l'cha edos. We make a shvuah that we don't have any edos for you. In chayav alechas, they're an only chayav one karbon, because even though he wants them to give four separate testimonies, they just made one shvuah regarding all of them, so just chayav one karbon. However, if they had said shvuah she'ein anu yodim, shvuah that we do not know, shiyash l'cha biyad pleni pikadon usumas yad v'gaz va'aveda, and so they denied each and every individual claim of his, chayav no kolachas v'achas. So they're chayiv for each and every one a separate karbon. Now we have another case which is similar but different. Let's say he tells them, Mashbiya ani aleichem, I'm being mashbiya you, im loy sevayu siduni, if you don't come and give edos for me, shiyesh li biyad plaini pikadain, that I have by that other guy a pikadain, a deposit of what? Chitin, wheat, usta'irin, barley, vakusmin, and spelt. And what do they say? Shvuah shein anu yodim l'cha edos, we make a shvuah that we don't know any edos for you, ein chayiv ani achas, they're only chayiv one. However, if they said, Shvuah shein anu yodim l'cha edos, we make a shvuah that we don't know edos for you, shiyesh li biyad plaini, chitin, usta'irin, vakusmin, that you have by that guy wheat, barley, and spelt, chayiv ani klachas v'achas, or chayiv for each and every one. And the difference between the ratio and the seif in the Mishnah is that in the ratio, it's four separate claims. It's one claim for something stolen from him, another claim for a loan, a third claim for a deposit, and a fourth claim for something that was lost. And so when they deny each and every one of them individually, we understand that they're chayiv, separate karbanos for each denial. And the chiddush of the seif in the Mishnah is that even though it's really just one claim, he's saying that that guy has a deposit that I gave him, but it's three separate deposits. But again, it all fits under the title of deposit. Still, since they and their shvuah broke it up as separate things, chitim sarim and kusmin, they're chayiv for separate karbanos. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we have another detail in regards to shvuah se'edos, that the only way they'd be chayiv a karban alav yared for making this false shvuah is if they're making a shvuah about mamain, about money, not about something that would be considered kinas, a penalty, or not about something which maybe the person would be chayiv misa for, so he's not chayiv to pay mamain. And here we have the example of it. Let's say he tells them, Mashbi ani aleichem, I make you swear, im lois avayu siduni, if you don't give edos for me, shiyesh li biyad plaini nezek, that I have money by that guy, which is nezek. He damaged me, and he has to pay me that money, so this is considered mamanus. Or v'chatzi nezek, you guys know edos that he owes me half nezek. Now there's a discussion in the Gemara whether chatzi nezek is knas or mamain. We're going according to the opinion that it's considered mamanus, it's just a regular monetary payment. Or he says tashlumi kefil, tashlumi arba v'chamisha, that that guy owes me double, or he owes me four or five. We know that a ganiv, somebody who steals something, has to pay double. And we know the four or five payment is that if a ganiv steals a cow or a sheep and then he shechts it or sells it, he has to pay four or five times the amount of that animal. And in both these situations, even though the kefil payment or the arba v'chamisha payment is considered knas, the first amount that's paid, meaning the first half of the kefil or the first part of the arba v'chamisha payment, is actually considered mamanus because that's the keren, that's the principal amount that was stolen. Or the guy says, v'sha'anas ish plenias biti upitas biti, that I want you to give eidos about that fellow, that he violated my daughter or he seduced my daughter. And in that case, not only does a kinas, does a penalty payment have to be made, but there's also a mamanus payment. There's a real monetary payment of baishas and pagam, embarrassment, and the fact that now she went down in value, so that's considered mamanus. Or the eidos that he wants him to say is the shikani bini, that guy struck my son and he has to pay mamanus. Or v'shachaval bichaveri, that my friend wounded me and he has to pay me money. Or v'shahidlik eskadishi b'yom kippurim, that the guy lit my pile of grain on fire on Yom Kippur, and so even though he's chayiv karis, karis is not considered misa, so therefore there is a mamanus payment over here in all these situations. They're chayiv to make a false shvuah, because as we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, these are all considered monetary payments. They fit under mamanus, therefore they'd be chayiv a karban olav yared for making this shvuah se'edos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.